Okay, so we're doing in the Shulchan Aruch, we're up to in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet in Sif Yud. Now, normally when you make a bracha, you make one bracha, but then following that bracha, you can go ahead and eat everything that is included in that bracha. Unless, when you made the bracha, you only had in mind to eat a some of it, a small part, and then you didn't think you were going to get more. So when you made the bracha originally, you didn't have in mind to eat further. Or even if you weren't sure, as we'll see, if you did not have in mind when you made the bracha that you are going to have more of it, and you didn't have that in mind, so then it needs a new bracha, because your original bracha didn't really apply to that. The bracha only applies to what you have in mind at the time. And even so, he says like this in Sif Yud, "Vafilu hamlocha sofik shmo hamlocha." Even if you change your mind, in a doubt, it's called changed mind, which means you're not sure. As for example, keep going. Misha nichnas lebeis chaveira. You're going into your friend's house. You're going into. V'yesham chabura shemesubin lishtiya. There is a group sitting there. They're drinking. You walk in on them. They give you a cup, okay? So you make a bracha on the cup. So let's say they offered you a cup of wine, or for that matter, they offered you whatever they offered you, a cup of mashke, whatever they offered you, okay? And you make a bracha on it. Now, the assumption is in that case, you didn't expect anything. You're not part of the group over there. So they gave you one. You didn't expect that they were going to give you anything else besides what they gave you. So you made the bracha. And then they go and give you another cup. So now, then you got to go make a second bracha on the second cup. Why? Because when you made the bracha on the first cup, you didn't know if they're going to give you another cup. Why? Because you hadn't set yourself down. You're not permanent there for the drinking. You were not part of the group that sat down to drink. You just walked in on them, right? So you didn't know. So you had a doubt. You didn't know. So therefore, we don't say that your bracha was for anything else but for the cup. That's what you expected to drink. And therefore, you'd have to make a new bracha if they give you another cup. That would be even true. Even if you haven't finished yet the first cup, you're still, let's say you drank a half a cup. So you still have a half a cup here, and then they give you another cup. Even if you hadn't yet first finished the first cup that they gave you in the beginning, you hadn't finished it. While he had still wine from the first cup, then you have to make a bracha on the second cup that they gave to you. So basically, if you're not expecting for sure to drink more, just one thing, and that's what you're making the bracha on, even if you don't know what's going to happen, and then you get a second cup to drink, you have to make another bracha, because when you had the bracha in mind, you only had it for the one cup because you had no expectation, or you didn't know for sure if you're going to get another cup. So therefore, you would have to make another bracha, because the bracha only goes on what you had in mind.
Of the same liquid.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking about the same liquid. We're talking about wine. But what happens, but that is only if you walk in on them and you weren't part of the group over there. But what happens if you're part of the group, like you're sitting down to drink, then you're part of this thing. So all the drinking that is going to take place is all included in one bracha because you're part of that group. So then you know that, you know, whatever is going to drink, whatever is going to take, Mashenke, Mishoye Kavu Imam Esubit. As opposed to somebody who was sitting there with those who are the guest or those who are leaning, those people that are part of this drinking, this setting of the. So now he says, they brought for you a cup while you still had from the first cup. There's going to be a difference here, we're going to see now. He didn't know, he had no idea. Like, there was wine on the table, they gave everybody. So you had no idea that there's going to be more wine coming to the table. You thought that's all the wine. Everybody took a cup. And that was it. So you thought it was done. So you had no idea that they're going to bring more wine to drink further. You're coming to the table over there. You're part of them. But you have no idea there's more wine. And you didn't know. He didn't know that there's going to bring more wine in this meal after they start. And he says, further, I see, it seems like a duplicate lotion over here, language. But it basically means you don't know, as said in Simur Rishvav, you don't know that they are going to give anything else to drink. So therefore, so if you still have from your first cup, since he was set with those that are sitting there, he was good. There is a concept that when people sit down to drink wine, there's like a permanence to it, because drinking wine is considered like unimportant. People will set up. People don't set up a group to drink water or drink juice. They set up to drink wine. That's something set up. So sometimes people set themselves up to drink wine. Vinigrar mishtilishti, and you're dragged in, you drink a little, and say, oh, okay, I like that, let me have a little more, and then have a little more. And you drink more than you prepared in the beginning. So even though you prepared only one bottle, but it's the nature of the things is that sometimes you take a little, but then you take a little more. So then we say, you really had in your mind, he's going to drink from this. That is not called that he changed his mind, because he knows that if they're going to bring more wine, he's going to drink again also. So even this person is just expecting, this is his expectation, but we say sort of in back of your mind, you know that if they're going to drink more, it's going to bring more wine, they're actually going to give him two if there's going to be more wine. So there's sort of a subtle expectation for that. It's not considered, I didn't know at all, and you don't have to make a new bracha. The only thing what I have an issue over here is what I don't understand, but he stipulates in the beginning when he says this halacha, that is, as long as he still asks from the first cup. But that's what I'm thinking. I don't understand. I don't understand why does he still have to have from his cup in before he did the second one. So let's say he drank up the whole first cup. So then apparently, even though there's sometimes expectation that you'll drink after the other drink, but it's still not good enough because you finished, so you only had that cup in mind, and then you're done. And if there's a new cup, it's a new drinking. Because he says so clearly that he still had from the first cup over there. Not knowing. But it seems clearly that if you did not have anything left from the first cup, let's say you finished your first cup, then you would have to need a new bracha, even though you were set, even though sometimes people go, have to look, it doesn't articulate it so clearly, but that's what it seems pretty clear over here.
I thought it was the person that was just walking by, just coming in temporarily.
No. Now we're talking about, we said there's two separate halachas. The person walking by would definitely have to make another bracha. But we're saying the people of the meal, as long as they still have from the first, not the meal, the people from who sat down to drink, as long as they still have from the first cup that they gave, then they would not have to make another bracha for the second cup, because there's still a subtle expectation, because people sometimes drink more. And my only issue is, why does he still have to have in his cup? But if he doesn't have in his cup, it seems like then he's done and over with it, and then he would have to make another bracha. Now, I believe many there klalim yitnu loy. So this is if he doesn't know at all if they're going to give him. So in other words, he's not set. The person who is sitting at the meal, he has an expectation that if they're going to bring, he's going to get also. So that's sort of a subtle expectation. But if he doesn't know at all if they're going to give him, you know, if they're going to give him, so maybe he's not set over there or... So then, then it's considered that he changed his mind, he wasn't sure, and then he will have to make another bracha. The same thing is true. V'chein b'sudos gedolos shemesubim shamesubim rabim. Let's say you have a big meal. So you have a wedding, or you have something big with a meal. There's many, many guests over there. There's a lot of people sitting there, a lot of mesubim. And there is people that are not sure if there's going to be enough wine to go around, that they're going to get part of the cup, if it's going to get reach them to reach them as well. So then those who are not sure need to make a bracha on every coast that they get, because if you weren't sure you're going to get, and then you got, and then you get another cup, let's say, but since you're not sure that you're going to get, when you're not sure, you have to make another bracha. In other words, you have to know. It has to be an expectation. So, I'll say that. So, but we'll see, this only applies if the person doesn't have in mind. We're trying to figure out. But what happens in the next sif, we'll see in Sif Yud Aleph, if the person specifically thinks in his mind, I'm making a bracha on this, and any cup that comes my way, I'm going to drink with this bracha. So then you're okay. Yeah. So then you don't, and that's the best thing to do. So he says, when you made the bracha on the first cup, you had in mind, and anything more that they're going to give you, you're going to fulfill with your bracha. You say, I'm drinking this. Anything they give me, expectation or expectation, whatever I'm going to get, this is one bracha I'm making for anything that comes. Even if you weren't sure that anybody's going to give you anything. But in your mind, you said, if they're going to give me, I'll make this bracha applies to it. But it was in his mind that if they're going to give me more, I'm going to fulfill my obligation with this bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha that they're going to stretch to you, they're going to give to you. Why? Because he had in mind when anything what comes, and therefore he doesn't have to make another bracha, whether he expected it or not, because he has specifically in mind, any other wine that's going to come, I'm going to with my bracha. Now, so now we have another thing that... person making Kiddush, let's say. Right? Person making Kiddush. Now, there's no, the cup of wine, you know, sometimes the Kiddush, there's too many people here, or not too many, but there's a lot of people. Not everybody's going to get from the wine, you know. So the person says to himself like this, look, if the wine is going to come to me, then I got to make a bor preah gofen, so I'm fulfilling my obligation with the bracha that the one who made kiddush, he made the bor preah gofen. So I'm fulfilling my obligation, my bor preah gofen with his wine. But if it's not going to get to me, okay, then I don't need to make a bor preah gofen because I'm not drinking any wine, so I don't have to make the blessing, the bor preah gofen. So still, you fulfilled your obligation because then you get it. So even though you weren't sure whether you're going to get it or not. But since you had in mind specifically that if I'm going to get it, I fulfill my obligation, then your obligation is fulfilled. So if you listen to the Kiddush, to the person making Kiddush, you make a bor preah gofen, you're not sure, but if you get it, you can drink the wine. You don't have to make a bor preah gofen because you fulfilled your obligation with the one that made the Kiddush. Explain in Simon Reish Yud Gimel. Over there in Sif Aleph, in the subsection 1, over there it says, one person makes a bracha, fulfills everybody's obligation. And the one who is not sure, and he's not sure whether he's going to get from the wine, he says, he's in doubt, he says, if they will give me, then I'm fulfilling my obligation with the blessing that the one who made the bracha, he made the bracha, I'm going to fulfill the obligation. But he doesn't know for sure. Then you don't have to make a bracha on the cup they pass you, because you had in mind, if yes, even though you weren't sure whether yes or no, but that's okay. You don't have to make a bracha. So, now, this would be, I said Kiddush, because Kiddush comes before. But here we're talking about in the middle of the meal, let's say. So one person makes a bracha. He says the Bor Priya Gofen. And one makes the bracha. And they're in the middle of the meal already. So he says, it's not proper. I maybe they want to make a toast or l'chaim or something. So basically the halacha is nowadays, there's a whole discussion later on, but the halacha nowadays is that besides for wine and bread, you can't make a bracha one for each other, period, you know, anything else. There's two opinions over there. But the only thing is, by wine and bread, if you sit down together and you make a kavias, then one could make the bracha for the other people.
Yeah.
So he says, but even though, normally we don't make a brichas hanani, each one makes their own bracha. Like, you know, if you make a shahakol, you're eating together, even if you sit down together, everybody's going to make their own bracha. One can't make for the other one. The exception is over there is wine and bread.
Yes.
So one could make for the other people, even though each one is eating, they one can eat, one make bracha for all of them. But what he's saying is, if you're having in the middle of a meal, like one is going to make a toast, he says a l'chaim, and wants to make a bor priya gofen, he wants to fulfill everybody's obligation. The people don't know if they're going to get a little bit of that wine or not. So he said, well, they fulfilled their obligation. But he says, to begin with, one should not make a bracha like that in the middle of the meal. So if he was David Shosh Bechaz, she yates a brachos, a komashin lo yeser. A filu im hoye sofik lo im yitn, a mekomokom lachatchila, ein lin hekach. To begin, it's not a good tradition, a good custom. She vorech echad lekulam betoy chasud, that one should make a bracha for everybody in the meal. Mishum, shein beis abli aponui, because the person who is eating, you know, is not... it's not empty, it's in the middle of eating. So and they don't have good mind to hear the person, you know, in the middle of the meal, they're eating, so they don't have a good mind to hear his bracha to be yotze. And also, in addition to that, they cannot say the amen, that they're going to fulfill the obligation, while they have the things in their mouth, because you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the meal. You can't even say amen. You might have the esophagus come before the veshet. You know, the you might get the choke over the food that's going to go in the wrong in the windpipe. You're going to get stuck, and it's not going to go down into the you might have the trachea precede the esophagus, so that you're going to put the food is going to go into the wrong. To the wrong pipe. Venimtzibol disekone, come to danger. So I think that's all of there's food over there. So don't make the bracha there, because the people can't really pay attention, and also they're not going to see me. So it's not a good tradition. So that's why. So what do you do? So it's very interesting. Now you're going to learn an interesting halacha. Now you're going to do, why do we say Samrim Aronon, Baruch Atah Hashem, because you wanted to stop eating. So he says like this, Levikoch, if he says Savrim Aronon, which means, what does it mean? Pay attention, gentlemen, to pay attention. Koloimar, nu daitchen lebrocha. Go pay your attention for the blessing. So ya lotsi shidei chavoschem. So to fulfill your obligation. So he says Savrim Aronon. So kidei sheyifnu beis ablia. So that means they should empty their swallowing, they should stab them. The anicha achilosam, they should put down their food. The anicha daitum the shmaya bracha, they should put their mind to listen to the bracha. V'yano omen achar, v'yano omen, shirei omen. So then, echod lembarech lekulam, then one makes a bracha for all, then it's okay. So middle of the meal, not to just make a bracha, but if you say, sabri maronon, pay attention. V'chein noegim, that's the custom is, actually, to say sabri maronon. Now, this would be also a reason now, even when you make the bracha before the meal, everything. From this, the custom has spread out. Whenever you make a blessing on the wine, keep going. When you make kiddush, be kiddush. Avdola, you make avdola. If one makes a bracha for everyone to fulfill his blessing. He wants that. Omer Sabri Maronon. He says, Sabri Maronon. Let's see. Okay, so you say Sabri Maronon, but he says, Veloi Birshus Maronon. But we don't say Birshus Maronon. That would be. For the Berachas Hazim, you say Bishus Maram Rabbi Yisrael Baruch Shechal Mishloi. That would be Zimun. But here we're talking about just the bird prayer off. You say Sabri Maram because what you're saying is you're not having permission for them. You're just telling it, pay attention, get yourself ready for the bracha that is going to be made. But it seems from this halacha, the way it seems over here, that when one person benches for everybody, he says Sabri Maram. But we do Sabri Maram regardless. We always do. Brings out from the Sefer Menhagim. We always do. As it's not our sitter, we always say Sabri Maronon. Even if you make Kiddush by yourself, and even when you're making on bread, on challah, whatever, you always say Sabri Maronon. Even though when we don't have the issue of getting stuck in the middle of the meal, we still do Sabri Maronon. But in this case, he says, we say Birshus Maronon, Lach Birchus Yayin, Ben im vorchim b'shaloi b'shas ha-suda ben yayin ha-bola b'tech ha-suda. Why do we say all the time Sabri Maronon? So as not to make a distinction between the blessing for the wine, whether we do it during the meal or not during the meal. Because like this, when we don't do it in the meal, then we can say just the bracha ber pragof for everybody. When we do it in the meal, we say Sabri Maronon because we're asking them to sort of empty out, to stop for a second and pay attention. So therefore, not to make a difference, we also, whenever you're making a bracha for the public, we say Sabri Maronon. So now, if somebody asks you the question, why do we say Sabri Maronon? You know the answer. Sabri Maronon was instituted because when you are telling people in the middle of the meal to stop for a minute what they're doing and to pay attention so that they won't get stuck, they will stop. We made it across the board already that you always, whenever you make Ber Pragofen, you should say Sabri Maronon. Now here, the next two simonim, which would be, this is 174, but the simon 175 and 176 have not been found in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe. So he says over here that 175 and 176, but the main halachas over there, you can find in the Siddur, in the Seder Birchas Hanenin, which there's a very articulate over there, some of these halachas. So whatever belongs to this 175, the next siman, that you can find in chapter 12 from subsection 13 till subsection 21. And what belongs to 176, you can find in chapter 4, from subsection 11 till the end of the chapter over there.